Hey. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the final episode. Well, my final episode of the podcast. It's been really interesting. I really, really enjoyed being here. Wow. I actually did this. I am actually proud of myself. I am very much proud of myself. And I'm still very grateful to Daniel for the opportunity to do this and, you know, for actually believing in me. Like, I'm very much grateful. God bless you, Daniel. So yeah, into the last episode. So what are we going to talk about today? We're going to be talking about another, you know, interesting thing that I can't even remember how I can't remember how I got this particular topic, but it just came to me, I guess. So yeah, it's about, now I'm going to say this and you're probably going to be like, but yeah, I've thought of the best way to construct the English, and the English is not just constructing. So we are going to be talking about taking advantage of the people around you. Yes. Woo! Okay, so the first time I thought of, you know, that line, it was sounding somewhere in my ear, because I'm like, ah, they will not probably understand it, you get. But let's just move into it. So yeah, I was scrolling through Instagram the other day. Yes, it was Instagram. And, you know, I saw this video of a young child that wanted to pick up a rock. And his mom was encouraging him. And was like, oh, you're very strong, you can do it. He was like, I can't do it. And he was like, you're very strong, you can do it. And, you know, he continued trying to pick up the rock. I mean, he couldn't pick up the rock. And then he called out to his mom to come help him. You know, his mom was on the side cheering him on. And then she helped him pick it up. And, like, they picked it up together. You get the point. Yeah, so the two of them picked up the rock together and moved it. And then his mother still went home, like, oh my God, my baby boy is still very strong. And, you know, she was still cheering him on. And the boy was confused. I was like, that he's not strong. That the two of that he had to call her to pick it up. You get? And the boy was confused. How am I strong if I needed help to pick it up? If I needed you to come and pick it up and you're calling me strong? But the mother was like, that he's actually very strong. And he used his, of course, in the word she used, I think he said his biggest strength. Yeah, I think that was how she said it. And he was confused. And I think that is something we do not understand today. We feel that we can only be strong on our own. And honestly, we cannot. We cannot. Strong woman, strong man out there, people you see and you call them strong, many or most of these people are not strong on their own. At least I can say for a fact that if you call me strong, I know I am not strong on my own. The young boy, like we're talking about earlier, took advantage of his mom that was there with him to pick up the rock that was an obstruction or whatever it was at the moment. And that was a strong thing to do, for him to acknowledge the fact that he couldn't do it on his own. How many times have you actually sat down and realized, I can't do this thing on my own, I need help? Most people see it as a weakness, but here is something you need to do. It's not weak to need help. I say this to whoever is listening, to everyone listening rather, and to myself as well. It's not a weakness to ask for help. I feel so much like a fraud saying this, because for a very long time, I still find it very hard to ask for help. I'm repenting, don't worry, before you shoot me, I'm repenting. But then it's the truth. You're not weak because you need help. You're not weak because you acknowledge that you need help. You're actually very strong to acknowledge the fact that I can't do it on my own. I need somebody who has equal strength or more strength than I do to lift that whatever rock it is in your life. God has placed people around you as friends, as family, and as, you know, colleagues, or whatever you can think of, whatever you want to call them. They are not just there to just lie dormant and just, you know, you only give them the switches and then that's the end. I was going to be saying they are there to be used, and then I'm like, it is still, you know, bringing up this back and forth of the words not being constructed correctly, but you get the point. That is why I find it very funny when people say they just want to be friends with you because of what they can get from you. Now again, there are two sides to that coin. I am not going to encourage a parasitic relationship with people where all you do is go to them when you need something. I would never do that. Do you understand? I would never encourage it for any reason. However, I think it was a sermon I was listening to the other day, and it was like, people were created for people. People, everything was created to be used. Everything was created for another thing. So why do we have a problem with the idea of, you really want to be friends with me because of what I can do? We all need people for what they can do in our lives. It doesn't have to be material. I don't know. We need to get to the point where you need people, and people would have to do things in your life. But when we try to, you know, see it as, I don't even know, you're trying to be, is it conservative, that is a word? I don't know. And then you now sit back and, you know, five things that you could have asked for help for. People around you are there to help you. You can take advantage of the people you have around you. Please do not look at it in the negative side, because like I said, there are two sides to the coin. There is you taking advantage and being a parasite in the friendship or in the relationship or in the whatever shape it is, and there is you, you know, not forcing yourself to do things on your own in the name of, I don't want to be a burden. My dear, you are not a burden. These people are put around you to be of use to you. So why suffer alone? Why suffer alone? Really? Whatever it is, ask first. In fact, let it be that they can't help. There are times that my friends have reached out to me and I couldn't help. There are times I've reached out to them and they couldn't help. But let it be that you actually reached out. Let it be that you sought for help. Let it be that you realized you couldn't do it alone, or, you know, you can't fight this one on your own. And then you sought for help. You know? Take advantage of the people around you. Things that would have taken you minutes can take you days if you refuse to realize that you need help. That boy, the little boy from earlier, could have stayed there fighting with the rock. He would have even, oh God, I can imagine me fighting with that rock. I would have cried. And that is also reality, right? When we can't move that, when we can't move past that obstacle, or when we can't solve that problem on our own, we will cry. Me, I will cry. If it's about cry, oh my Jesus. Okay? The little boy would have stayed there, and his mother would just keep cheering him. You are strong, you are strong. and he's only using one strength when he can also, you know, use another angle of his strength. And trust me, you can be trying out that thing, you can be trying to, you know, do that thing in your life, and your friends are cheering you from the background. It's just your friends are cheering you. They don't know you need help because you've not asked them for help. So, today should be the day you decide to repent from your... Now, this is not something that's going to happen all of a sudden, but take the conscious effort to ask for help when you need help. Take the conscious effort to tell yourself that you are strong for realizing you need another person. That you need other people, in fact. You're strong for realizing you can't do it on your own. You're strong for realizing that that thing would not move if you don't ask for help. And you can even go the extra mile and ask God to put people in your life that will make it easier for you to ask for help, because most people don't even have it easy when it comes to people. Well, ask God to give you the people around you who you can easily go to for help. I am very much grateful for the people I have around me, God knows. Because asking for help is... I mean, I still find it hard because it's me, but they make it easier. And I'm grateful for that. And you can have that too. So, I really, really do hope that you make the conscious efforts to ask the people around you for help. And I pray God actually gives you people around you who make it easy for you to take advantage of them. Your friends would definitely love it that they can help. Your friends want to help, I promise you. Take advantage of that. It's really been a beautiful time with you. I really do hope you learned something. I really do hope you put it into effect in your life. I'll see you when I see you. Peace out.